Illinois State University Athletics says it's not planning any job or program cuts as it prepares for an uncertain sports season because of the pandemic. Athletics Director Larry Lyons tells Eric Stock, even if football can play in the spring, it won't be a full 11-game season.
There's not enough time to get that many weeks in the spring and coordinate everything with all the winter championships and the regularly scheduled spring championships. So it's going to be a truncated schedule of some kind, and most likely for football, it'll be the 8-game conference schedule. You could try and take this year's conference schedule and try and overlay it. I'm sure there will be some adjustments made to it. The NCAA needs to decide when official practice will start, which will be likely sometime in January, and games starting, which will likely be sometime early March. Maybe late February. That needs to be determined so that you can then build those schedules and build those preseason practice schedules. And it's all going to start when they want to have the championship and you start backing up from there. And in all likelihood, the championship will not have 24 teams. It'll be less than that.
And, of course, the coronavirus can have a big impact on how this might unfold or potentially change, including how many fans will be able to attend games if they happen in the spring. Is it realistic to think that spring football games can be the same and feel the same as we're used to in the fall?
Well, the fall wasn't going to feel the same or look the same because we were going to be limited to 20%. I think everybody is hopeful that you can make the spring look and feel like what would have been the fall. I mean, you're used to playing spring football. You had a spring football game. So I don't think that is the biggest challenge. What's the virus going to allow us to do, I think, is a question that, we're going to have to follow the state guidelines on that. Are we going to be allowed to have more than 20%? I think that depends on where is testing at the time, where is a potential vaccine.
And is there a certain number of fans that you need for the higher attendance sports that you rely on for revenue to be able to break even to do this? I'm thinking football and men's and women's basketball in particular.
We're looking at it as it's a very fluid situation. We had budgeted declines in our fall sports in anticipating if we were going to play in the fall that we were not going to have the regular allowed attendance. So, that's already built into some of our thinking. But at the same time, we understand that if we're not playing a non-conference, you're not going to have those expenses. If you're not playing as many games, you don't have as many game expenses or event expenses. So there's a lot of pluses and minuses, and we're not going to know all the answers until late spring, until we see, and we're obviously going to have to react as thing goes. We know that the NCAA revenue share is down because we didn't have a men's basketball tournament last year. We know that our tickets are probably not going to be the same as they've been in the past. Our administrative unit, since we're not having fall competitions, we're not going to, you don't have your ticket office budget's not going to be the same. Your marketing budget changes, your sports information budget changes, your training room budget changes, your equipment room budget changes. So as there are pluses and minuses, it's going to be very, very fluid as we go through the year and react to what we're going to be allowed to do.
That is Illinois State University Athletics Director Larry Lyons talking with Eric Stock. He says if spring football happens, ISU likely won't have single-game tickets available because of limited capacity. ISU has suspended all practices for football and four other sports teams after 31 student-athletes tested positive for the coronavirus.